Info in Medford. Sky Bar here. Live Day is upon us. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes. We are kicking off the 2026 Live Day. I'm Mike Stewart from WMFO and North of Boston Radio. And we're honored to kick it off with Laura Lee.
Take it away.
Good morning. All right, I'm just going to jump right in. I guess I should say thank you so much for having me kick off WMFO Live Day for 2026. And thank you for everybody that's listening and tuning in. Song. you. So I have a silly question. I know that people are listening. They can stream the show live from WMFO.org. And it's a very different experience streaming video from a radio station. I'm like, okay. And what people don't see is there were photographers in here for the first song. And I'm thinking to myself while I'm singing, okay, don't make stupid faces, chin up. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. My name is Laura Lee, kicking off WMFO Live Day 2026. And this is called Right Down Yonder.
Even though you're standing
All right. Hey, you. I guess vocal warm-ups were a success this morning. All right. Well, normally I'd be like, so how's everybody doing? But thank you for tuning in. Thanks for those that are in the room. It's nice having a little bit of an audience to play for. And this is called It's Definitely You. Actually, I'm going to have a quick sip of water. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that in the studio and on air, but so... I'm not. You don't see anything at all. Talk amongst yourselves. Okay. Choose my words like I choose my clothes. Always fashion forward, with a whole lot of wit but never too crass. Always appropriate, ever stylish with a touch of class. But it seems you've misheard my kind words. Something more provocative, and I've been upfront and I've been clear with my intentions, but it seems you've made the mistake of taking them as an invitation. So I think it's time to giving me your best, and I am not me, nor I
swear I just don't want to. And I'm sure you have not heard this before, but it's not me, no, it's not me, no, it's not me. It's definitely you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Alrighty. Well, thanks for having me. That was called It's Definitely You. This next one's called, what is it called? You know, I wrote it, but I still have to look it up. Give me one more chance. I'm open to other titles, but I don't know if it's a song, but like more poetry. Doing the trumpet. gotta switch it up a little bit. All right. I think some technical issues here. There we go. All right. So I've never had a timer. You know, for those that are listening, there's like a TV monitor. You have no idea what goes into streaming all of this live. There's videos and cables everywhere and people making sure the sound works. So, you know, if you're listening and on social media, give everybody running Live Day a big shout out. But so in front of me, there's a screen with multiple screens or streams. So I can see the band downstairs getting ready. Some Cameron's waving on the screen. And then underneath, there's this giant iPad with a clock. It's not intimidating at all. And, you know, it's good because musicians, like, while we keep time while we're playing, we are not good at keeping time in any other aspect of performing, like showing up on time or staying true to our set list. So I guess they're trying to keep us in check, which is great because I need that in my life. But so it is 9:21. I am playing till 9:35. And now that leaves us, I'm not going to do math, but a few more songs. So thank you for streaming. I'm Laura Lee. Sometimes I shouldn't be allowed to speak between songs. Keep going. Oh, all right. All right. I went on tour with somebody, Chris Pereira, and he was like, we need to get the hook. We just need to pull you off stage. I've also had a lot of coffee. You're thinner than your picture. Your beard has more gray. Your voice is as smooth as I remember when I heard it in California that day. Day in Humboldt County, a place we've both sung. I stood in that same library where your tabs all rung up. So I put you in my pocket in the catalog of men. Words I've fallen for, whose lips I haven't kissed. So sing me a song that will make me forget how hard I've been trying, how far I haven't made it yet. Shadow from your ugly hand can't hide your wild eyes. No matter how good the sound is, they can't fix your goofy laugh. And I remember when we first met, you wouldn't even speak to me. Now I got your number. It's gonna take microphones and stages, cables and strings, people rearranging. You're the one that most inspires me. So I put you in my pocket, in the catalog of men whose words are falling for, whose lips I haven't kissed. So sing me a song that will make me forget how hard I've been trying, how far I haven't made it. Song that will make me forget All righty. Well, I hope everybody is having their morning coffee or just hydrating for a day, full day of, was it 88 degrees outside? It is sticky here at WMFO, although I have to say I feel like a diva. I am in the most air-conditioned room in the building, which is really nice. Thank you. and it's still early, but I am playing Porch Fest later, Medford Porch Fest, and it is going to be swampy. So that was called Sing Me a Song, and while we're on the songwriting vein, this is called Isn't It Beautiful? It's about writer's block. Guitar player either. And I'm no singer. You and your sin have got them all.
cultivate the entire room. When it breaks down, don't waste your time on me. Don't waste your words, your breath, your flattery. 'Cause I've got nothing to offer you except these six rusty strings and inconsistent tune. And isn't it beautiful? And isn't it beautiful?
Thank you. I've got one more. I'm getting the finger up. The one more. I was going to say thumbs up, but that's not the one you gave me. So anyway, this is why I don't talk between songs. My name is Laura Lee. You can find me online on Facebook and Instagram at Music by Laura Lee. Give me a follow. Give me a friend. And the website will be back up soon. Anyway, thank you for having me. Make sure you stay tuned the rest of the day to WMFO.org for the live day. I'm no good at goodbyes. I'm no good at goodnights. We're standing on my front porch. Staring at the shadows dancing on your handsome face. I'm searching for my keys. I'm mumbling for words I can barely say. I had a nice time, 'cause I'm distracted by the outline of your beautiful smile. I'm not ready to say goodnight yet, and I'm not ready to have you in. So let's walk on down my front steps, through my front gate, round the corner and back to the bar. I don't think we've missed last call. So bartender, won't you tender me a bottle of wine? Excuse me while I quote myself, but the night is still young and so am I. The bartender is closing down now, singing you don't have to go home, but you know that you can't stay here. So we walk on sideways down the sidewalk, round the corner, through my front gate, up those front steps, through that broken front door, and here we are again, standing on my front porch. And I'm not ready to say goodnight yet, and I'm not ready to help you in. I don't want to give you the wrong impression. Well, I've had my heart broken a time or five, so won't you be gentle, won't you be sweet? That is, if you wouldn't mind to do me the favor to give me the pleasure of saying goodnight. Good night.
Nice. WMFO Live Day 2026. Thank you to Laura Lee for starting us off this year. I'm Mike, and now we get to send it down to Live Day stage for the first time ever for Ruby Grove. And I think we have our pal down there, Skybar, who is going to introduce Ruby Grove. Skybar, are you there?
Ruby Grove to Live Day. Take it away, guys.
All right.
Here's a song about the ocean.
We're excited to be here. We're called Ruby Grove.
Sit on this, you're stopping, boy. With this face I'm able to see through my own eyes, out of robot mode. Gotta kick these addictions to technology, been weighing me down. Trying to break the cycle. Thank you. Within me. Got a song for the times for y'all.
Yeah.
25 years of my life and still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for destination.
Look at that, we're on time. It's exciting. We've been playing a lot of political songs. This is not our most political song these days, but it's still very political. Just about these times and how we try to understand what we need to do next. This is called Cut the Cord.